Lesson 6. Anne, who is on a study excursion, makes a phone call. Hello?
Mom, it's me, Anne.
Anne, how's everything going?
I'm afraid I haven't recovered from jet lag yet.
That's too bad. What is the time difference?
We're 19 hours ahead. It's almost midnight there in Hawaii, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel so sleepy. Anyway, are you enjoying the study trip?
Yeah.
What place did you find the most interesting?
Well, the garden in one of the temples we visited was beautiful. Can you imagine a garden without any plants or flowers?
Impossible. Believe me, it was a dry garden. The priest there explained to us that it was a symbolic presentation of nature, using stone arrangements, white sand, and moss. There was no pond or stream. Facing the dry garden, he said, we had to see with your mind's eye. It was fantastic, Mom.
And what did you see with your mind's eye, Anne?
Well, my mind's eye was closed because of jet lag.
Oh, Anne. You should have your mind on your business.
Study!
I'm sure I will get over it in a few days.
Your study trip is half over. You only have 1 week left.
Okay, okay. By the way, on our way back to the hotel today, we saw something strange. At first, I thought it was a base to build something on, because I noticed the place was surrounded by water. Then our bus stopped, and the guide said it was an ancient mound. As burial mounds, he said the keyhole-shaped ones are most famous. But the mound we saw was square at both ends.
What do you mean by keyhole-shaped?
Oh, when seen from above, the guide said such a mound looks like an enormous keyhole.
I see. Didn't you get off the bus to see it?
No. But we were told that we're going to see some ancient mounds next week.
I'm looking forward to visiting them. I'm sure I'll be able to find a topic for my term paper.
Great.
Then good night now.
Good night, Mom.